to have an opportunity to be a champion is a big thing. And to get a gold medal and to represent your country. So the same reason why basketball players want to play, you can't come out and take an L for like the first decade if you created the sport. You know, you lose to Saudi Arabia or something like that in flag football, you know what I mean? You know, you got to dominate, and for that, you want to put out your best players and, you know, and stack up, you know, chips and, you know, the endorsement deals that have come for that, for representing your country. Yeah, I think it'd be enticing for a lot of young guys.
I'm listening. That is Bart Scott on the now or since passed proposal to have NFL players be eligible to play in the Olympics, flag football, new sport in 2028.
One per team. Like one player from each team, only eligible. I was listening on the way in, and I forgot the fellow's name now, but a reporter's done a lot of work on this. Says there, I guess, at least traditionally, I don't know if this will be the case for the Olympics, but 12 person teams is what we're talking about. Five on five, mm-hmm. one sub each side of the ball.
So not it wouldn't be like Alec Anderson.
No, it's not. Bills. Yeah, no, it's not.
He can move.
Yeah, yes, he can. Not a super deep pool. It's a deep pool. There's going to be a lot of guys that are going to have the opportunity to take part, at least, you know, first time around here.
A maximum of one player per NFL team, mm-hmm. period, or a maximum of one player per NFL team per country?
That's a great question. I have not heard that specified. I've only heard NFL teams should only have to worry about one guy from their team going. But that might just be for Team USA. I don't know how that'll work for guys from other countries.
Like you have a parent from another country, some sort of other way in.
Yeah.
I might have a better chance of playing for Italy, say. Well, I'm okay here. Like it shouldn't be. Yes, there can be an injury. There can be an injury a lot of ways, but this will free the players up to do it. I think it'll be fun to talk about how the team would be constructed, right? I mean,
yeah, I'm not
who makes it.
I'm not anti-fun.
Who wants to go?
I want to be open. When you say it that way, it sounds like you're struggling to be open-minded. I like to think of myself as being an open-minded person, so I don't want to just shut this down. Like, I don't care about no flag football. I don't need it. I don't need a lot of this. I mean, but it's fun. So I want to keep an open mind about it, and I think it's reasonable to expect that players will be enticed by the opportunity to represent their country, take part in all of it, the opening ceremonies, the whole thing.
The village.
And, you know, the opportunity to win a gold medal. You know, you grow up, I don't know, everybody would have different experiences, but if you end up choosing football, you've almost always known there's no opportunity for international competition. It just isn't going to happen. For you. Now, this isn't exactly the same, you know, it's not tackle football, but it is an opportunity to, you know, do your thing, showcase your skills on that stage and potentially come home with a gold medal. Like, I think that will be pretty enticing to guys.
The closest thing would be going to England to play Jacksonville. That's the closest right. you get to international competition. You're going to play right. Jacksonville, but it is an international
yeah.
site.
Yeah, whereas, you know, hockey players, baseball players, basketball players, you know, the teams, the North American team sports have had soccer all over the world. I mean, there's internet, soccer's almost mostly well known for international competitions. Football's never had anything like that. So,
guys will want to do it.
Yeah, I think so.
In LA?
Yeah, I think guys are going to want to do it.
And so how do they get picked?
Yeah, that's a like, great question. But you're talking about so few guys, at least for Team USA.
12 players get chosen for the team and probably some alternates. And there's going to have to be like a practice season, maybe even like an exhibition season. Guys go on tour. Like the Olympic hockey team would, playing against Adam Krautwurst and his friends. I doubt that, right. even though they're big into flag football over there. Just who chooses? Do you get like a Ron Wolf or somebody to put a flag football team together? Or would there be somebody from, if there is this, the world of flag football, who would be more like in tune with what kind of team you want.
The skill set and like what sort of players you want, what variety of skill sets you want to have on the field. Yeah, I wonder if it'll be like, you know, Team Canada, Team USA at Olympic time or for Nations Cup. Like, here you go. Here's Andy Reid is the head coach of Team USA for the Olympics, you know, or, you know, Brett Veach is the GM, whatever. Will it be that way? Or, yeah, like you're saying, will someone more familiar with that version of football? Yeah, all things we don't know yet, but I do feel pretty confident, pretty comfortable expecting guys to want to do it. The teams might be another matter. I did hear this same interview I was referring to with Brownie and Tasker on my way in. This guy quoted John Harbaugh already as saying, like, I've got a quarterback who maybe is made for this, but I'm not sure that that's what's best for the Baltimore Ravens, because if my quarterback is going to be the guy to go, you know, play this and expose themselves to injury.
Seems like could be a logical choice. It's 3 years out. He might be old and slow by then. Maybe it's Jaden Daniels.
Right.
Maybe it's someone we don't know yet.
That was the next name I thought of.
Someone in the league. Maybe it's Justin Fields. Maybe it's a player who's sort of like washed out. But by 2028, teams are holding back their franchise quarterbacks. Here's a guy who, you know, like kind of like going to the CFL.
Right.
So you go to flag football.
Right.
Maybe there's a league by then. Maybe there is one now where you have sort of the growth of the game and ex-NFL players play in it. Other guys, you know, just sort of on the fringe jump to it. Lots of questions.
Yeah.
Maybe it's going to be like, you know, if this won't be how it is, but I just thought of it. Like how you, in the days where they had the Pro Bowl, the team that would lose the AFC Championship game, like, you know, Marv Levy in 1988 would coach the Pro Bowl. And the other team, Cincinnati in that case, would go to the Super Bowl. So the championship game losers were the Pro Bowl coaches. You know, maybe you win the Super Bowl, you get the right to
like
coach the flag football team.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of like that. In curling, you win, this is at least how they do it in Canada, you win the men's or women's nationals, the Breyer or the Scotties. You win the nationals, you are automatically the representative at the Worlds. You win the nationals, you represent Canada at the Worlds. Other countries do that differently. They have you know, some countries just vote on it. But there's that. So you win the Super Bowl, you win the MVP, you get first dibs.
Yeah, I wonder what, I would think this can't be anything but great for the world of flag football, which I don't know how expansive that is. Like you're suggesting, is that already on TV? Like if I surf through my Fubo stuff, am I going to find flag football somewhere? I might. I don't really know. I've never gone looking for it, so I don't know.
I know, but I haven't found it.
Right, but I would expect. Yeah, I think I want to say this. You like that? I think I want to say this. I would expect that this will elevate that to the point where some Saturday or Sunday here within, you know, between now and the Olympic Games, we're seeing these games on TV. Some league, like whatever the best league, you know, whoever's can get the partnership with whomever, FS1 or ESPN or, you know, whatever, Tudden, going to get some flag football on and just get, you know, familiarized, because there's going to be interest in it. People are going to want to get some idea, you know, if they're going to wait until whenever the Olympic Games happen to watch, you know, whomever, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson play for Team USA in the Olympics. You might want to watch the sport a little beforehand, even though it's not those dudes playing.
The field is 70 yards long, not including the end zones. 70 yards.
70. I heard 50 earlier today, I thought.
But, okay. Yeah. I might be wrong. I believe it's 70, and you start at your 5. When you get possession, you start at your 5-yard line, and then you go from there. I don't know how eager I am to sort of bone up on flag football, but I'm going to like the idea of drafting a team, putting sort of a fantasy team together for the games. Dan is with us. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
Hey, wouldn't this be the perfect time for the NFL to really start showing this in the Pro Bowl for the next 3 years?
Well, haven't they already done that? That's about the Pro Bowl is that now already. I think the last couple of years has been flag football round robin tournament or something, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I was thinking about making it more predominant, that like kind of like how the MLB does the winner type thing, make it more predominant, I guess, is what I was trying to say. But so they do have the round robin, but this is the chance that maybe you could get more people aware of the sport before it hits the Olympics.
Maybe. I don't even know what they do with the Pro Bowl. It's the Pro Bowl skills games or something now, right? So there's more to it than just...
Yeah, there's a few days of it, but I know the final, the day that the game used to be is now flag football. And I don't know if it's a round robin or what, but there's flag. I know I've seen flag football being played there. So, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't... I'm suggesting that some TV partner, maybe even NBC, who carries the Olympics, would find their way to showcasing it. Whatever they think they deem the highest level available is, and get it out there. I don't think the league is going to have guys playing more flag football. Like, they're going to be reluctant to have guys play flag football at all. I think teams anyway, owners, managers, coaches. So I don't know that you'll see players that you know from the NFL playing it before the Olympics, but I'm saying I think you'll see it on TV. You know, in the years between now and when those Olympic Games take place, it'll find its way on as a way to sort of, like, pad the entry, I think.
I will only consider it if there's a sky ref. That's what I like most about the sport. I want there to be just absolutely non-transparent officiating decisions made where we can then, you know, I'm only mostly kidding, argue about them at length after they happen. That's really, that's been the key to the NFL's success. And it's rarely acknowledged, but having Monday arguments about refs.
That's when you know you've arrived.
That's really when you've made it.
Yep.
Because it's you're always growing, even though people are complaining about officiating constantly. Sal, in 20 minutes on this, and the Bills preseason schedule is out. We'll talk about the other items on the table at the owners' meetings, too. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. This is WGR.